With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. So far, it's been kept under wraps, out of public view, but Senate Democrat leader Schumer says he'll be releasing the full text of a compromised border bill in the next few days, the vote expected next week. Republican Senator Ted Cruz helping lead the charge of conservatives who oppose that legislation.
At a party luncheon on Wednesday, Cruz told fellow Republicans the bill has become a messaging tool for Democrats, quote, to number one, do nothing to actually secure the border, but number two, blame the chaos at the border on Republicans. Even for GOP leaders who had hoped to push the bill through, the writing is on the wall. An aide says top party leaders wanted to win the support of 25 to 30 GOP members, but now acknowledge privately they just don't have the votes. Bye, New Capitol Hill.
President Biden's visit to Michigan yesterday didn't go quite as planned. Riot police had to be deployed amid raucous demonstrations by scores of anti-Israel protesters. Also at SRNNews.com, fatalities reported the crash of a single-engine plane in Clearwater, Florida last night. Roger Shulman with AM 860 The Answer in Tampa says a small plane went down in a mobile home park.
The pilot did give a mayday moments before the plane crashed. It was about 3 miles away from the runway of St. Pete Clearwater International Airport, and it went off radar after the mayday came in, and then there was the crash.
Authorities say several people on the plane died with another fatality in a home. Warehouses and homes incinerated in the capital of Kenya after a truck loaded with gas exploded, setting off a spectacular fire. At least three killed, more than 270 people injured. Following yesterday's rally and ahead of this morning's release of the government's December employment report, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures are up 13 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 173. This is SRN News. A leading pro-life group will spend big on the 2024 elections.
Officials with SBA Pro-Life America plan to raise more than $90 million and reach at least 10 million voters in the run-up to November 5th. Volunteers for the organization will knock on 4 million doors across eight battleground states, including North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. SBA President Marjorie Dannenfelser says, quote, life is the human rights issue of our time and the pivotal issue in 2024 elections. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iowa lawmakers have declined to advance a bill that would have stripped so-called gender identity from the state civil rights law. The proposal has been floated in recent years without success. It reached the first step in Iowa's lawmaking process this week, but was rejected by three members of a House Judiciary subcommittee. Sexual orientation and gender identity were not originally included in Iowa's Civil Rights Act of 1965. This is SRN News. The Republican-led but closely divided New Hampshire House rejects several abortion bills.
The legislative body refused to either further restrict or protect abortion. Current state law prohibits abortion after 24 weeks of pregnancy, with some exceptions. The House voted Thursday in favor of asking voters to enshrine abortion in the state constitution as well, but not by a wide enough margin to advance the proposal. The House also rejected a bill that would have required abortions after 15 weeks to be performed with two doctors present and in hospitals with neonatal intensive care units, and a third that would have banned abortion after 15 days gestation. Keith Peters reporting.
Nikki Haley's path to the Republican presidential nomination is rapidly shrinking, but she's vowing to stay in the race indefinitely. After decisive wins in Iowa and New Hampshire, former President Trump's grip on the nomination has never been stronger. More details, SRNNews.com.